Charlie BA Mobile. And 4RJN, sitting still.
Sitting still, Captain Deeslau.
When I get down yapping with you.
Well, did you hear the good news?
That all depends. Which good news?
I'm down, so all I gotta do is solder in and, then I gotta find somebody to help me get it back up in the trees.
Well, you know any major league pitchers or anything like that?
But I think they're all dead. Anyway, I was thinking about maybe calling somebody that has a slingshot, see if they'll either, you know, help me with it or let me borrow one of the two.
KN4VWA. Hey, David. Phil's got a shooter of some sort, don't he?
Yes, sir. Looks like a potato launcher. I don't know. He might come over and do it. I don't know. It seems like the last time I talked to him about it, he seemed a little tentative. And that might have just been me, my interpretation. But anyway, I don't know. I can't even remember that far back. If I mentioned it and he didn't say anything about helping or what, I don't know. I got short term and long term and no term memory loss.
Maybe you and I ought to just get our heads together, buy a little bit of PVC, and just build one. What do you think?
See what this slingshot deal is, because I hear it's really accurate, more accurate than the launcher. So, and you know, I got houses around me and. I got this knucklehead lives behind me. So, of course, I'm not afraid. There's not a chance. I'd have to try pretty hard to hit his house. But he's just real peculiar about it. The grass back there that he doesn't own that he thinks he owns. You know, we've been through that. The water company owns it. But anyway, he doesn't know that.
I tell you what, if you want to get our heads together and let's just build one, let me know. We'll see what we can come up with. All right, well, listen, I'm destinating over here in Bowling Springs. I got to go play with an X-ray machine. John, you and Dave, carry on. KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
Don't work too hard. Go ahead, John. You working on a project?
Well, not exactly, but, yeah, I've been thinking about the possibility of building a shooter here when I get sufficient motivation to get started on it, but can't be that hard.
No, I don't think it's hard to build. The thing is, it's just not real accurate. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it needs to be longer. You know, the longer the barrel, the more accurate. And that's why when I bought my .357, I bought a 6-inch barrel. And, I love the heck out of that, shooting that gun. But anyway, that's a changing the subject now. But, oh, look at there, Green Arrow, imagine that. I just hear the slingshot's more accurate, and but you can, yeah, launcher. All you need is a compressor. You know, just throw a little compressed air in there, about depending on how far you want it to go.
Well, I could probably come up with a better way of aiming that than what Most of them do. Better sight, as it were. And that might actually be a useful thing to have.
If you want to put a scope on it, or maybe even, heck, if we could get a hold of some of the military software and just, you know, lock on target, I mean, you know, heck, I mean, however much money you want to spend.
Money so much as it is engineering.
And then you got to know what to do with that engineering. I'm just giving you a hard time. Oh, man. Yeah, people gave me a hard time when I was growing up. Dadgum, it's my turn now.
An engineer, so I could probably come up with something.
Okay. Well, I'm shocked being an amateur radio operator and all that. I think most. I've run into a lot of amateurs that are engineers, and they probably forgot more than I ever will know.
Gee, I've forgotten more, but. But I think I could probably still hobble something together. I'll have to, that'd be an interesting little project. I might have to get going on that.
All I gotta do is solder the PL-259s on to the end of this coax, one on each end, and I'm ready to go. Screw one end on the balun, one on the choke. You know, seal them up, you know, protect them from water and seal them up, and it'll be ready to go back up in the air.
High up, you need to shoot it.
About them online last night, and, I have the right length, coax, coming down that radiates vertically, and I wanted to make sure that was correct, and then it's like the small gauge, I don't know what you use, but you know, the smaller gauge wire like RG58 or something, and I don't think that's correct, the exact gauge, but it's close enough for what we're talking about. So I was wondering, you know, should I use the RG8 equivalent? Would it be better? And I was talking with somebody last night, and they said, no, just go ahead. It's really better to use the, you know, what's on there. So I'm just going to reuse the cable. There's nothing wrong with it. It's pulled out of the, it just pulled out of the PL-259s.
Well, how high up do you need to shoot it to get over your, whatever it is you're stringing it over?
Well, I got four trees in the backyard. They're all in a straight line, 90 feet. You know, it's my property in the back. Of course, you don't have to shoot it 90 feet. I mean, we can go over one tree at a time or however you want to do it. I think they're around 50 feet. I'd say that's a pretty good guesstimate, 45, 50 feet tall.
Okay, I'm going to cogitate on that for a little while. I'll see if I can't design a shooter complete with a base plate like a mortar, and put an aiming device on it. And I can do this.
I got a hill in the backyard, so you can just, you know, we can have target practice if you want to.
Okay, well, give me Give me a few days, see what I can design.
Well, I'm, as you may have heard, beeping a second ago, I'm getting ready to back into the garage, and I gotta jump in, take a shower real quick, and get back in the car and head to Columbia, meet my daughter, pick up my grandson, so I need to scoot, and but I'll be back on here if you're on here later. I've got to drive to Columbia. All right, 73 John, you behave yourself, that's possible, and engineer away, sir. Always a pleasure. 73's KB4CPA.
Roger that. Will you be safe out there on the road? And you try to stay out of trouble, too. KN4RJM. 73's to you. I am clear.